This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens and Duane Reade have specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We are delighted to welcome in Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach. You know, a difficult end of the season. Yeah, is that how it works? You have like exit interviews like the players do?
A lot of times that's how it works. A lot of times that doesn't happen either. You know, these guys, Theo and Jed and those guys, the powers that be, they're really, really busy. They have no off season. You know, at least we have an off season. You know, right now I can do whatever I like today. I can stroll into the ballpark or not, but they really can't do that. So anyway, the way that it works a lot of times is, yes, you do sit down, you have a little bit of an exit interview, what happened, what went wrong, what went right, what do we need, that type of a thing, and I'm imagining that's what's going to happen today.
Yeah, that's a healthy process, I think. You kind of have it all on the table.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, Chicagoland Notre Dame fans and Score listeners. Take Fighting Irish football with you everywhere you go. On your mobile device, exclusively through the radio.com app.
Happy New Year, Irish!
Download the radio.com app now to hear every exciting play of Notre Dame football on your mobile device. Take the Fighting Irish with you anywhere you go. That's radio.com. Download it now to be ready for the next Fighting Irish game.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. How would you advise young coaches of color or women that want to get into the coaching ranks of football to stand out and get recognized and join a staff like yours?
Well, I think first off, we just need more people of color that want to be coaches. And it's a process. You know, I, for one, I believe in hiring young coaches, giving young people an opportunity. And I think people in positions to hire young people should consider it, too. I mean, I don't think it's by chance. You look at our staff, we have a lot of diversity on our staff, and that's a plan for that, for it to happen that way.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
And health-related restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is where Chicago goes to talk about the first-place Bears, the number one and most listened-to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Oak Brook Toyota in Westmont. When searching for a new Toyota, search for oakbrooktoyota.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
We have one goal for us, and that's to not look forward into any game past Miami. And so with us being right now in the position we're in, great, but means absolutely nothing.
Middays on The Score.
I love the psychology of the idea of the trap game, because it's all voodoo. It doesn't trap us that we are looking past or thinking that the Miami Dolphins are certainly beatable.
I don't feel trapped.
I'm paying more attention. But you're doing the mime, help me, I'm trapped in a box.
That's true, I am. Because I don't have the mechanics down for the rope pull thing, so I just, you know, I'm there stuck in the box.
That was actually not bad.
What, really?
You've practiced the rope
pole. No, I was just doing... That's awesome. I have that skill set.
That's pretty good.
Maybe I missed my calling.
You're like one of these... And look, you surprised us with the singing. You're one of these guys. You're like one of these Kyle Hendricks guys.
One of these guys.
One of these stealth...
Oh, no, like I am definitely not...
He's like Steve Carell in 40-Year-Old Virgin. He's good at everything.
Where he just says he's not good at stuff, and then it just turns out, oh, God. Like he's one of these guys, like, there's a ping pong table. And you're like, anybody plays? Like, yeah, you know, I play a little,
I'll ping pong.
I'll hit a little, and then and then it's like, come on! And you want to just everything's like these top spin.
He walks around his apartment with a euphonium, just playing.
Can play euphonium. Always underperform or under deliver and overperform, right?
No, under promise and over deliver.
Well, see,
not under deliver and under.
Sometimes I get the sayings wrong.
Maybe John Fox got it mixed up.
To me, there's more to it than that. I certainly don't. But, and ask anybody who I played beer pong with in college. I certainly did not have that skill set.
But beer pong isn't really ping pong, though.
Yeah, but
it
matters more. Like, who cares if you can play ping pong? It's beer pong is what you play for bragging rights.
Yeah, I guess they changed beer pong on me, though, because when we played it, it was like the Dartmouth version where it is an actual ping pong table with cups of beer on the ping pong table.
Right.
And everybody hates you while you're playing it.
But it was the prototype version that started in the 70s, and then beer pong changed on me, and I don't know the rules anymore.
What do you mean beer pong? Well, there's many different versions of beer pong.
Well, there's one where there's like a beer pong table where you throw the ping pong ball into the cup.
Yeah, were you not throwing?
No, this was
were you actually playing with a paddle?
This is a game of ping pong.
Yes.
That occurs with cups of beer on the table in certain places. And if during the game of ping pong, the ball goes in a cup or hits a cup, there are then steps taken, things done.
Yeah, I think that game got phased out because just the space, you know, the space needed to play that game. Well, it did take quite a while too. So it got shortened up to the throwing, and you're taking up less space with the table.
The revelation that happened after I left college is, hey, maybe we shouldn't put the beer directly in the cup, and we should have a beer on the side so that we don't all get disease.
Side beer. Yeah, side beer.
Yeah,
it stops the rickets from happening. Not the
when you live in a 100-year-old house and the ball goes, you know, underneath the vent and
oh, you end up with like hantavirus or
something.
Yeah,
and you have to like pick the hair off of this before you put it back in.
That's my favorite part of beer pong. Is you'd be playing in college with like med students, you know, presumably they know what the hell they're talking about. But if you start playing beer pong, you take that ping pong ball, you dunk it in the community cup of water, and suddenly that fixes it from all of the disease and dust and bacteria that has been rolling around in the entire time.
It's science.
It's supposed to be holy water.
Yeah, you just dunk it into this little cup of water and all of a sudden everything's fine.
It's like Achilles in the River Styx.
That's exactly
how
it works.
You just have to make sure you get the entire thing in there.
Like Phil, you're playing against who's pre-med, is like, you know, that checks out. There's no more death on that. The bubonic plague washes off in a solo cup full of water. You're good to go.
And alcohol kills everything anyway.
Well, that's actually the common refrain. Yes.
So you're probably fine. But when we were talking about the game and Rick got all mad. Rick was full of high dudgeon and righteous indignation that we dared to think that the Miami Dolphins were a beatable team for this runaway Chicago Bears Leviathan. That he said, wait a second here. You know what, though? It's okay, because when gamblers start to be, I'm sensing now that I'm going to take this, I'm feeling it in the air, it's a trap game now, because people on the radio think that the Dolphins are more beatable than I think they are. This is setting up. It doesn't mean the team thinks that. They're preparing as if this is the last game they'll ever play in their lives.
Well, that's why everybody has written, every columnist who covers the Bears, and rightly so, has written the Andy Reid did really well after the bye week, and so did his assistants, at least well enough. So shouldn't Matt Nagy do well after the bye week? I'm more impressed with how the scheme itself has started to operate for Mitch Trubisky. Like, that's kind of the optimism I have in the offense. Sure, and Rick's right. Mitch can throw the ball away. He can have turnovers. It's the first game he's had, that six touchdown game, where he didn't, you know? It's the first game where he's really taken care of the ball and taken shots downfield all in the same 60 minutes of football. I get it. Fair criticism. But my contention has been from the outset, or at least from trading for Khalil Mack, the defense can float you a game. If you're going to turn the ball over a couple times, this needs to be the one where they float you. That offensive line, the Dolphins, is severely beat up. They're going to miss three starters, more than likely, coming into Sunday at noon. Ryan Tannehill made all sorts of terrible decisions when he was pressured just a little bit in the second half. I mean, all of those were on him. This is a defense that's poised to wreck that and destroy that.
52 gets off the bus destroying lives, eating all your steak.
That's all I want. You came out of the bye week healthy.
He's ruining your life the moment he gets off the bus.
Defensively, you came out healthy. And even the crap that we gave Kevin Tolliver during the preseason turned out to be, you know, fine. Things turned out to be just okay there. Granted, you ruined that offense as well. So that helps.
The 630 says they put a little bleach in the cup.
What?
What are you talking about?
That's a terrible idea. That's the only thing I know
to not
do. They
were dying to try it.
What are you doing?
And a ball gets dirty, you put some bleach in the beer and you're fine.
Hey, that doesn't melt
it
a
It kills all the disease. We also spray Lysol in our mouths.
The 708 says if you see the movie Beer Fest, the beer pong is the one Dan is describing. And yeah. I've not seen Beer Fest. The 630 is the same thing. That's the one they play in Beer Fest.
Yeah, it's a Broken Lizard movie. The guys who did Super Troopers. And,
it's a great documentary.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, they have the steins in either corner. So just two cups, one on each corner of the ping pong mm-hmm. table. And you're trying to hit for those.
We actually, when we my friend in the neighborhood, when they do their annual Oktoberfest, he's from Germany. He's very German. He's all things Germany, celebrates Germany. He does.
Do you wear the Lederhosen?
I was the only one not in Lederhosen. He was mad at me.
You don't have this?
I don't have
a
Lederhosen.
Pair of Lederhosen and roaming around the house?
My wife bought a little like St. Pauli girl beer maiden outfit thingy. Yeah, and all the girls were in their little.
An Oktoberfest
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, right. So
meanwhile, you're walking around in your cargo shorts and your Chicago Marathon t-shirt.
This year, I did have a little button on there. But this year, there was no axe. Last year, there was axe throwing. This year there were
hell yeah.
There was literally guys got axed. Yes, time for the axe throwing. Then we do the luge, and it's actually not a terrible impersonation. And everything he brings in from Germany, he gets the brats from Germany, real Bavarian pretzels.
He ships the beer,
the Landjägers, the beer. It's like an actual German. I forgot the name of the brand, but he gets kegs that are like his parents send him all this stuff it's amazing. It's an amazing time, and it's a wonderful time. This year, it was hammering nails in a stump.
Yeah,
in
all right.
As few hits as you possibly could.
It's a very popular game up in the North Woods.
That wasn't what I won. I actually, I won my heat of steinholding.
Steinholding?
Yes.
You have
to pick up two full steins in each hand.
Two
in each hand, full.
That's got to be 6 or 7 pounds.
And on go, you hold them straight out, and the person who can keep them there up in the air the longer wins.
You're predisposed to win. I mean, it's basically your name.
I have Stein in my name. That's right.
You're built for this.
Brown Stone, Bernstein. That's right. I better win that thing. But it was the holding of the steins wasn't as good as the drinking the beer out of them.
Well, you should.
That's more, and that's what I learned about drinking games. Why play a dumbass drinking game?
That's
when you can simply drink you want and then stop when you want.
Let's because play, you're white.
Drink the beer. That's right.
Our favorite thing to do, we made up a game called Basketball Cards, which some of my friends still play.
Basketball Cards.
We did with baseball cards too. It just so happened it started with basketball
Fair
cards
enough.
Where you would buy packs of basketball cards, of NBA cards,
yeah.
But you couldn't look at them or arrange them. You had to open the pack blind. And then you go 1, 2, 3, throw. And each person throws the card down. And then there's a judgment and an argument of who wins and who loses based on, like, if it's Michael Jordan
right.
against Bummington, Jordan obviously wins. But it could be, like, a checklist card. And everything was negotiable. There were no hard rules. And then there would be a tribunal of the people not involved whose turn it wasn't. That would be a three-person appellate panel that would have the final judgment over who had to drink.
And then you took one drink and did it again.
Yes.
A sip of beer and we do it again.
It's the best game ever.
Yeah.
And the appellate panel, if they didn't know, especially with baseball cards too, they could say, all right, we're going to 1987 season, whoever had a higher points per minute.
And these rulings are final.
Absolutely 100% final. Yes.
Yeah, we went the other way. We constructed a baseball game that was part beer pong, part flip cup, and part table baseball. It took forever to play. We took stats. The rules were unflinchingly rigid and ensued many, many arguments. And I think in total, we played this game probably 50 times and all drank about 3 beers over the 50 games. That's about all it lasted.
Or you stopped playing the game.
We got to the second inning about 3 times and then it was over.
No,
We tried the dumb game one time of, hey, it's a day after a party and we have a keg left. What are we going to do? Well, the Cubs are on TV, Sox on the radio. Hey, every time either game finishes a half inning, finish your beer. What could go wrong? I think we might have made it to the 6th.
That's awesome. That's like when we used to play beer and inning at Durham Bulls games. Because with a Duke student ID at the old Durham Athletic Park,
they come cheap, right?
16-ounce Natty Light was a buck. Yeah. So we'd play beer and inning, and, you know,
deteriorates quickly. Yes, what
things,
it does.
Things go south on you quickly, and then you try to, can we walk home from here? Yeah. I don't know.
That's when you tell the cab that dropped you off, come back in 3 hours. Here's $20.
Right, and here's a copy of my passport, just in case, and some fingerprints and an eye scan. Put that back in the day. We didn't need that. I actually ran into a former baseball teammate of mine in college who said, you know, on our annual fishing trip, we still play baseball cards. I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah. That game that you and Goldberg played that one night.
In the canoe, they're throwing baseball cards?
When they go back to the lodge, yeah. It's like their tradition when they come back off the water. They play that drinking game.
Actually, that work on a segment.
And one of the people involved in that, I'm not going to name names, but one of the people involved is currently a senior White House official. And I kid you not.
Play that in the...
Yep.
All right.
It is absolutely true story. Northwest Side Joe, you're on WSCR.
Hi, I had a couple things about the trap being a trap game from a betting perspective, and then another point on Jordan Howard. But first, from a betting standpoint, this reminds me a lot of last week's Tennessee-Buffalo game. Everybody was high on Tennessee beating Philadelphia. Buffalo looked awful. Everyone took Tennessee. The line kept going up, up, and up. And this happens all the time. The last impression of the Bears, 48 points, 6 touchdowns, Mitch. Your last impression of Miami, just absolutely laying an egg, choking at Cincinnati. You know, I have a cap 21-20 Miami, but just from a betting standpoint, it's definitely public perception as a trap game for the Bears.
Okay, I think that's fair enough. You would know better than I.
Bears are still -3, though.
It's amazing. For out-of-town teams, all that matters is the game the last week because that's all people pay attention to. There's no context outside of the week before.
Yeah, but won't that be different with this Bears team specifically because of the bye week and the fact that Mitch threw for 6 touchdowns? I mean, anybody can look at that game and
but
go, well,
you have
6
to
touchdowns
look
is
at,
a lot of touchdowns. That's
to
probably
the
not the
Bucks
truth.
Secondary and how wide open
that's
everybody
what I'm saying.
Was.
That's what I'm saying. You'd look back at that game and go, 6 touchdowns, that stands out so starkly that you'd go, well, probably something to measure against, probably something to check up against.
Yeah, I guess. If there was more evidence, if Trubisky had the game before that was like a step between where he had been to this one, where let's say he had 3 touchdowns and a pick and, you know, looked solid but not great, then okay, I think that's more of a trend. But to go from in that Arizona game to that Tampa game, all I'm saying is to dismiss the Dolphins out of hand is dumb. It really is dumb because it's the I'm telling you, the home dog is
this year. This apparently year,
home
sure.
dog, yeah, the home dog is a thing. It always has been.
Yes, and when the Dolphins have been their last 2 games against good teams this year on the road, New England and Cincinnati, they've looked bad. They've been at home, they beat Tennessee, who's a team that had a similar trajectory coming into the year as the Bears. They beat them at home. And they also beat 2 bums in the Jets and Oakland.
I'm not arguing with any of your well-placed and lucidly presented logic.
Yes.
But Khalil Mack doesn't care about any of this.
He doesn't.
And he's not listening. He doesn't care about any of it.
I hate being on this page, but I cannot see that Bears defense given the way I've watched that Dolphins offense play. I can't imagine that slanting toward Ryan Tannehill.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats host Nebraska this Saturday at 11 a.m. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
And yet you're leaning at Mitch Trubisky, who's had 1 good game.
1.
And Ryan Tannehill has had multiple good
no
games
doubt.
This year.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Yeah, at one point, didn't Church say that Tannehill was the most underrepresented or under-rostered good quarterback around?
Yeah, they've scored on big plays. Like Rick said earlier, they hold the ball. The time of possession stats don't necessarily show you that, but the number of what snaps they run on drives means
and
that Gase
about,
is kind of just
think about
to take
Adam Gase offense, short passes. Now, Khalil Mack is still Khalil Mack, and the Bears' pass rush is what it is. But he specializes in getting guys open in those short areas and just getting the ball out quick. So if there was a coordinator head coach to get the Dolphins in a scheme that would go against the Bears pass rush, the Dolphins are probably about as close as you're going to find. I let's put it this way. I just see it as like a 17-16 game, 2017, you know, low scoring game, regardless of who ends up winning. So the Bears being favored by 3 on the road, I'll take those 3 points all day.
I get the bet too. My confidence in this has very little to do, shockingly, with the offense of the Bears. It has very little to do with Mitch Trubisky, the 6 touchdown game. I like the way they've talked about their offense growing and the way they've shuffled some of the plays that Trubisky has confidence in. But I fully expect them to stub their toe at some point this season. Whether that's against the Dolphins or not, I don't necessarily care. I just can't get past that defense versus Ryan Tannehill and that offense and that busted offensive line.
We got some phone calls to grab here and a lot more to do, including giving away another $1,000 in cash via text. You got to keep it here to hear that keyword on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your car on the road with quality parts and Napa know-how. The celebration is now over in Philadelphia. The city is focused on the Eagles' 2-3 record this fall, the 16-3 mark en route to winning the Super Bowl last February, a happy memory. What's wrong with the Eagles? Nothing, really, if you consider the recent past of Super Bowl champions. Missing the playoffs a year after taking the Lombardi Trophy home is at least as likely as winning another one. In the first 33 years of the Super Bowl, there were 7 repeat champions. In this century, there's been 1. Since then, not only has no one won back-to-back Super Bowls, only 2 defending champions, the Seahawks in 2015 and the Patriots last year, have returned, only to lose. All the celebrations, the rewritten contracts, being a target, it all adds up more often than not. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS. Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. And that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens and Duane Reade have specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/licensenumbers.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We are delighted to welcome in Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach. You know, a difficult end of the season.
You talked to Theo today, and he asked you sort of how did it go? I guess if you whatever you can share with us, how did it go in terms of what you thought of the season overall and the job description?
Well, I would say on a whole, it went well. However, the first half was very, very disappointing. You know, we did not pitch up to our capabilities, especially the starting pitchers. We didn't work deep enough. We walked entirely too many people. And I'm talking about everybody. We talked about this on your show. We really started to make a turn before the All-Star break, and then it coincided with Cole Hamels replacing Tyler Chatwood.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We are delighted to welcome in Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach. You know, a difficult end of the season.
Overall, I would say it went well, but in the first half, it wasn't good, and it cost us games. It's hard to look back. It was a 95-win season, you know, which that does not come cheap. You know, that's really quite an accomplishment. We ended up winning 95 ball games. Had we won one more ball game, you know, in April or in May or June, July, or whatever it was, you know, we would have beaten the Brewers. We would have won the division. So these things are important. The pitching was good overall, but you have to do better. You can't make mistakes that end up hurting you in the end. And I think we did a great job overall. But like I said, from the beginning, the first half was a little bit shaky.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. I kept thinking a lot about Charles Tillman and his argument to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Lawrence, I think when you're looking at whether a person goes into the Hall of Fame or not, you have to look at what have they brought to our game. Have they brought something unique, a unique talent to the game? And have they done it as well as anyone that's played the game? Think about taking the ball away. Who are some of the all-time greats that take the ball away? Almost to a man, Charles Tillman's name is going to come up in the conversation. No one bought into taking it away the way he did. And every time when he was around the ball, that was his mindset.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thursday night from 6 to 8, stop into Binney's Beverage Depot in Evergreen Park to meet score producer Jay Zawoski and enter for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime, an opportunity to play a football game with your friends at Soldier Field the day after Thanksgiving, followed by a party at Flo and Santos. 670 The Score's Turkey Bowl at Soldier Field is sponsored by UV Vodka. Mix the moment. Enjoy in moderation. 2018 UV Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, produced and bottled by Phillips Products Company, Princeton, Minnesota, USA.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Every loss hurts. When you put 110 hours into a week and then you get kicked in the nuts like that, it pisses you off. So, I mean, this isn't like 9 to 5. You got a lot of people putting a lot of work into this stuff. So, you're going to be mad today and tomorrow. Then when Wednesday comes, you got to forget about it. Move on to the next one.
Yar. Adam Gase. You got a little John Lester in him there. We're getting kicked in the nuts. We're getting our dongs knocked in the dirt.
Dragging things around. Today is what we're doing.
What did Theo say? Dragging body parts or something?
Yes, through the dirt.
Wow. The bottom of the hour.
If you watch that, he looks so much like Jay Cutler at a podium. No really? Wonder they got along so well.
Or Jay Brody really? With a cutler.
Not way. Interested, same dismissive tone. It's kind of impressive.
Wow, good for him. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball return to the new Welsh Ryan Arena on November 2nd. Season tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Talking about the difference between looking at a game internally or externally as a supposed trap game, the actual team that's doing the preparation is only talking about this game. They have no concept of this as a trap game unless they think the Dolphins suck, and I don't think they do.
No, I mean,
Rick, we're allowed to think they suck.
Of course, and I do think they suck. But I understand Rick's point of that offense wanting to get the ball out quickly and thus negating a pass rush. I understand that. That's not Aaron Rodgers. They're in Dolphin teal. You know, it's not. And I don't trust the weapons. If we'd had more time with Paul Charchin, we would have talked some about Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore and the running back situation there and how there aren't really weapons that from that standpoint. There are issues for this Dolphins team. And granted, though, the matchup is, you know, going to stick right there, probably about -3. And I wouldn't fault Rick for betting it that way at all. I still think this thing comes out for the Bears, given what they've gone through the last 3-5 weeks.
Mike is in Rockford. He's on the score. Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, guys. Enjoy the show. I think a key factor you guys are missing out on, being a lifelong Dolphin fan, we've almost split the series with New England. I think the main reason is that is the heat. I mean, that heat down in Miami would take its toll late in the game if we're close. I'm not saying we're going to be close, but if we are, it could be a factor.
Everybody on the team is from Louisiana, Florida, and Texas. Everybody in the NFL is from warm weather places.
He's not wrong, though. It is a factor.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, it
affects,
has been.
It affects both teams.
Well, yeah, but if you're in it more often.
I don't know, that sounds like a specious Dusty Baker kind of
argument.
He's not
wrong about they always play the Patriots well in Miami. And they have a good record against them.
But we don't know it's because of geography.
I'm not saying it's because
heat.
Of that, but it's just there's got to be some reason that it's always been in Miami as opposed to in New England. That they play them well.
Probably because of all the skullduggery that New England does at home with the headsets and all that. I mean, you hear all the stories that there's always gremlins in your technology on the other side of the field. I mean, I don't put anything past them.
Ryan Tannehill threw for 230 with 2 scores and 2 picks against the Titans in week 1. He threw for 2 scores and 168 against the Jets in week 2. He had a really good game, 289, 3 scores against the Raiders in week 3, and then struggled against the Pats, and then struggled against the Bengals in the second half.
Everybody's hating on my drinking game here.
Which one?
Try it.
The cards?
Cards, playing baseball cards or basketball cards. Just try it.
No, cards sounds easy.
And make some of your own rules as you go along. Bitch, you're taking the fun out of drinking. No, I'm putting the fun into drinking games.
You would have to have the right amalgamation of people, though. You've got somebody. If somebody's just going to be a stick in the mud here, then you're not going to have the fun time that basketball cards can give you.
Right, you got to feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
And you need people who are knowledgeable enough to make informed decisions about who wins and who loses, sometimes based on arbitrary factors, and who are willing to hear argument.
But as always in a drink, you need a wild card, too. You've got to have somebody who's going to come off the top rope with some sort of crazy ruling or opinion there on those cards.
Or you name a couple of players off the top just randomly and say, if either one of these players shows up.
Muggsy Bogues wins hands down.
Or you've got to take your pants off and walk around the block or something like that.
That's a good one, too.
Right? You can add in whatever you want here for special wild card stuff. And I have confirmation here. When I accused you of being one of those guys who was like, oh, it's a foosball table? I played a little foosball. I'm not really all that good at foosball. And then you're the guy's like, ka-ching, 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 just killing people.
I'm okay at foosball.
I bet you are. Well, somebody who knows you just texted me and says, Connor, no doubt, is a slow player.
Who texted you? This is nonsense. I'm offended.
I've got one guess.
I'm incensed. Is Jay texting from the booth? Right
no.
Now? He's not in there anymore.
Come on.
You're thinking this way. Who has the worst hair that you know?
Who would send me? It's not ZPAC.
No, the other one. Close enough.
I will out him. It's Cupcake, the tiniest
you have
dancer.
Cupcake's number still. Yes. See? I didn't know.
Yes, he sent me a text saying that I'm absolutely right that you're a slow player.
I love that kid so much. No, I've got a couple of skill sets, and when I know that we're encroaching on one of them, I will tend to slow play. Yeah.
Hey, we found an accordion. Does anybody, it's an emergency. This band needs an accordion player, or the Polka Fest won't happen.
It's been so long.
It's been a while. I played a little accordion in fourth grade.
I guess I can figure this thing out again.
Let me see. What is this? That's a C and a... Okay, all right. Then it just runs out into beer barrel polka. West Side Don, you're on WSCR.
Hello?
Don, hello.
Don. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Hold on.
No worries, man. Hey, do me a favor. I think you got the radio up a little bit. You got to turn the radio down just a little so you can hear us and we can hear you.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I was listening to you guys.
No worries.
Yeah, I wanted to just say to the Dolphins fans, you know, those division games, you know, they don't necessarily, just because they play New England well, they don't necessarily translate into success against Chicago because they're so used to seeing New England. But to my point, I do think that it can be a trap game if indeed the Bears didn't have good leadership. Like, I think with Khalil Mack in the locker room now, Allen Robinson, then with Matt Nagy, I definitely think this is a game that's not going to be overlooked. And these guys are going to be humbled. Secondly, though, I do think that the league is overlooking the Bears, though. So if they have to win this game, in my opinion, just so that they can continue the standard that they've set already for the season. So I'm predicting 23-16, guys.
All right, Don, appreciate the focus. You know, Matt Nagy isn't overlooking this game. He's a rookie head coach. There is no – and to Rick's – Rick's got some issues with this game for the Bears – based on schematic advantage, what the Dolphins are trying to do, and how they take the air out of the ball. At no point is Rick laying in here with the Bears minus three saying that they're overlooking the Dolphins. That's not the case. The man's not saying that. You realize how ridiculous it would be to state that a rookie head coach who's just got his offense together and has the luxury of having Khalil Mack would overlook any one of his 16 matchups in his first season in the NFL? That's not happening.
Yeah, and both teams are bottom five in terms of plays run on offense, so that would skew towards a lower scoring game, which would lead to that
more
3 points being an even bigger number than it appears normally.
It evens out differences if there are fewer plays run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Less chances for the best players to show they're the best players.
Or bad players to be bad. I mean, it cuts both ways. You're taking advantage of awful rather than just showcasing your best.
Well, it's like going back to that Green Bay game, or at least the second half of it. You had a broken play that went for a score. You had a number of things all fall apart defensively in that second half, and you were going up against a Hall of Famer making a Hall of Fame effort. That's what had to happen there.
How unlikely is it, based on what you said before, and the numbers that you gave, how amazed should we be that Khalil Mack has not incurred a roughing the passer penalty yet?
I think we should be stunned.
The amount of times that he spends at or near the quarterback when he's falling down, depending at various levels of causality.
I think we should be stunned.
Shouldn't we?
I think
what
we
were
be
the odds? Somebody tells you
stunned.
How many sacks does he have?
He's five. It's five.
Is five sacks, any number of hits and pressures and quarterback attacks and undressings and whatever other stats you want to come up with for the various forms of assault that he perpetrates on opposing quarterbacks. The fact that he has not had a bad flag against him is incredible.
He hasn't had any flags against him.
And maybe testament,
bad or good.
Maybe testament to his athletic ability and preternatural self-control.
So I want to say it was after the Seattle game. I'm pretty sure it's after the Seattle game. The Monday rolls around, or I guess the next day rolls around, and former score guy Adam Hoge is asking the question of Khalil Mack, are you aiming for the football? Like, is that what you're trying to do? And he goes, yeah, if you watch the tape, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm trying to do. I can't imagine having the skill set, the wherewithal, and the presence of mind to be able to do that, but he can and does. It's remarkable that he hasn't gotten flagged for anything yet.
Chris Spielman was mentioning during the Packers-Lions game how when they, I forget who it was on the Lions, stripped Aaron Rodgers, he saw multiple Lions defenders going left arm when you're coming around the edge and going back, you go left arm on the shoulder to control the quarterback and then right arm pounding the forearm. So that way you try and get the ball out, and there's essentially no way of getting a roughing the passer call.
Because you're using your hands and you're not colliding.
Correct.
It just takes so much control at that point and so much strength. And to stop, to be able to come under control, to gather, break down, and stop, or do it on the run on as you're passing by, using the grab to slow yourself down. I mean, you just think about it. It's almost martial arts now.
Or to do it while you're being held. I mean, that's, you look at some of the sacks that have been created. Mack has been held on one sack. Hicks has been held on two of his quarterback hits. I mean, this, you've got someone else holding you while you're trying to be.
That may help you in the eyes of the ref, though. That may be an advantage
because
in the
some
eyes
of that
of
momentum isn't being carried into the one player that you can't carry momentum into.
Or you're just not giving him as clean a look, and he's uncertain of the physics of it if somebody else is pulling down on one of your shoulders. Hmm. When we come back, you are going to have your third and final chance today to win $1,000 in cash on the score. You have to be listening for the text keyword, so keep it right here. We are Bernstein and McKnight, middays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
You can make an argument they're the second best team in the conference. I think that there's a tier 2 after the Rams, and the Bears are in a big group with the Saints and the Vikings and a couple of other teams.
Yeah. Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
No room near you.
If you're purchasing a new home, then you need to call Team Hochberg. Meet Rob from Westmont. He was happy after Team Hochberg helped him secure a mortgage on his new home, and he wrote this review. If you've ever bought or sold a home, you know it can be stressful. I did both at the same time. It was a lot to deal with, but David and Team Hochberg made the experience easy. Team Hochberg was with me every step of the way and always available to answer my questions. The process was seamless. My dream home was now a reality. I'd highly recommend David and Team Hochberg's mortgage experts if anyone needing a mortgage needs a mortgage and wouldn't think of going anywhere else for a mortgage. That's Rob. And if you're purchasing a home, you'd like the same outstanding service Rob received, call the Team Hochberg mortgage experts now at 312-751-1333 for a free consultation, or you can visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners. They can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens and Duane Reade have specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Show transition on the Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on the Score between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
To have the proverbial handing off of the torch, guys.
Morning, guys. Theo Epstein sits down for 70 minutes of really, really compelling radio time for me. His state
smart
of the organization.
Smart enough to answer every question. Nothing to hide because he doesn't. I mean, the guy is just.
Transparency backs it up.
Then at one between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Waiting for Theo to come on. But when he says launch angle is not a fad.
That's a joke.
Print that out.
We like to hit the ball in the air. We like to put it in the seats every now and again. Feel free to do that.
There was accountability across the board.
And finally, right before six, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
Here we are again. Sports drama. Bring it!
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. When the news broke that the Bears acquired Pro Bowler Khalil Mack, the Score jumped into action with Danny Parkins and Bears reporter Mark Grody taking Score Guy reaction in studio.
Danny Parkins hanging out with Bears reporter Mark Grody with you on a Saturday. Happy Khalil Mack Day. Lawrence Holmes, what was your initial reaction?
This is a GM who is pushing all his chips in the middle of the table. I think that he should be applauded for that.
Connor McKnight.
Got a guy that's premier at his position in the NFL.
Danny Mack, what do you think of the Khalil Mack trade?
Bears. My jaw dropped. This isn't Jay Cutler. This is a guy who's been the best player in the league as voted.
Dan Bernstein.
If they're healthy at the end of December, they're right in it.
David Hall with us.
It's as much of an investment in faith as it is money when you allow your team to trade for a guy this dominant.
Habarkish.
I never thought it would happen because I never thought the Raiders would do this, but if they're dumb enough to do it, I believed that the Bears would at least be in the conversation.
Only the Score can cover breaking news like this. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's easy to forget what WXRT sounded like in 1985. That's why we have Saturday Morning Flashback. 1985, Coke was new again.
Oh, this is not America. Everybody wants to move.
Join me, Frankie Lee, for another listen to 1985 on Flashback, brought to you by Menards and Lux Home, this Saturday morning at 9. Hear it on XRT.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We are delighted to welcome in Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach. You know, a difficult end of the season.
You know, Jim, Theo was great, and he removed any doubts, and he confirmed that Joe actually was coming back next year. Number one, was there any ever question in your mind that Joe would come back next year? And can you remove any questions surrounding your own future? Are you definitely coming back in 2019?
I thought he did a tremendous job, actually, a great job. He was very, very forthright. And the fact that Joe's job was ever in question, I actually don't think Joe's job was ever in question. The fact that it was out there, you know, in the media and, you know, with the talking heads, I think was just something to talk about. It really was. I don't think that was ever, ever a question. And as far as if I will be back, that's not for me to say. I hope so.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
My residential mortgage licensing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
With Ted and George, there seems no chance at all. But if they stay away from the office down the hall.
I can't even make eye contact with you right now.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Yeah, that was the parody song that we put together at the behest of the directorial talents of Matt Spiegel.
That's right.
And Connor was the one that sort of wowed everyone with his singing ability.
It was fun. It's fun to do.
The whole slow player thing. Yeah, I sang a little bit. Like, I was in a band in college.
I was part of some bands in college.
Yeah, the 515 says antique ball peen hammer appraisal. Don't know. I haven't done much of that since college, but I could give it a shot. Here, before I sit down, hold my Machinist's Enterprise Union card.
That was actually my first choice for my first job out of college. I turned that down.
Ah.
Covering college football seemed more fun to me.
Ah.
So I did that instead.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is blossom. Text blossom to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is blossom to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. I'm not surprised you're good at foosball.
We had a foosball table growing up. Yeah. I'm not great at foosball, but I can certainly hold my own.
There was one year where my cousin, when he went to college, apparently it was a Kappa Sigs at Cornell. They had a foosball table, and it was a huge thing.
Tournaments?
Big. So
playing twos, you playing ones? What kind of game you playing, Dan?
So whatever he's doing. And I've watched, when I was there, I flew there for the Kappa Sig 60s party, which still to this day is the greatest college party I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
Absolutely.
It's the generation party. Everyone dresses like it's the 60s. You do the 60s
thing. Yeah, it was kind of. That's part of it. in one of these things, he's like, you have to come up here for this party. And I'm like,
all right,
I have to come up here for this party. And I just did. And it was absolutely worth it.
Pat Hughes inviting you? You have to come up to this party. We'll have many kegs of a variety of beers.
We're wearing the gray trousers.
Pinstripes on the tops.
And here's Eugenio Suarez.
He'll hold your feet while you do the keg stand.
There were keg stands done. At the time, there were kegs dragged into rooms.
Yeah.
It was a full-blown bacchanal. But you know, like, when he comes home, it's like the guy comes home from spring break or for spring break or for, no, Christmas or thing. Who wants to play foosball? Like, we're going out. Do they have a foosball table? It's like, oh,
Let me guess, buddy. The frat has one, and you've gotten real into it.
Anywhere we go, it's got to have foosball.
Right.
And then you don't want to play. It's like, okay. This isn't fun. Oh, and he's got all the rules. He's like, no spinners.
Well,
and
no, I mean, that's no spinners. That's legit. You don't spin the thing.
Whatever you do.
No, you don't spin the thing. That's the one rule. Your friend wasn't being a jag. He was just doing saying
that's
it right.
He's my cousin.
Don't spin the thing.
And then his brother's like, okay, you're good at foosball. Congratulations. You've been playing a lot of foosball.
I imagine Connor in the Fresh Prince of Bel Air scenario where he hustles Will out of all of his money at pool.
Breakout. So, Lucille.
Yep, Uncle Phil has to come down and just kill him to get the money back.
I did start playing a lot of pool while we were teaching. While I was teaching English, for whatever reason, Grumpy's was the bar we went to. It's like one other friend left in Appleton from high school, so we ended up going to Grumpy's to play pool for money while I was teaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to find some way to make money if you're teaching.
Yeah,
meth or your pool shark.
Certainly wasn't Freelate's grading papers. That just did not turn the bucks in.
Waiting on the corner holding up a sign.
we'll
grade blue books for food.
MFA or APA. I can do both.
When we look at the probability of Bears and Dolphins, I'm completely out of my element here, because the actual gamblers can call in with actual information, and I can only go with this idea, it's a trap game for the Bears. It's not a trap game for them. It's a trap game for you. When people say this is a trap game for the Bears, no, it's not for them. It's a game for them. It's just a game. Maybe they win it, maybe they lose it. The idea of it being a trap game for the Bears is ridiculous. When the only person being trapped is you.
Yeah, I understand the idea that this offense isn't as good as six touchdowns against the Buccaneers because the Buccaneers were terrible. I think you can also probably understand the idea that they're not as bad as they were against the Cardinals, right?
I guess.
And yet, you're trusting, I think, over the last 2 weeks, and this is, a lot of people have texted in this too, and I didn't realize, maybe you dealt with this before in other shows or something, that yet again, the Bears have improved themselves over the bye week despite not playing. I didn't realize that was a thing. I don't think they've improved themselves. It's just, it's coincidence in that over their bye week, both a couple of NFC North teams proved themselves or showed themselves to be a little less than you'd thought otherwise.
So?
And showed some issues that they got to overcome. Plus, the Dolphins showed you that second half of football against the Bengals.
And
that's on tape.
And let's say this. Mitch Trubisky didn't just have a good game. He had one of the best games in NFL history.
Worth noting.
That's not just, hey, he had a nice game. He played well. It wasn't just him playing well. And I know, yes, Tampa Bay's bad. I understand.
Very, very bad.
But if we really think about this, he had one of the best games ever quarterbacked. That's part of it too. It was the intensity of the snapback wasn't just it wasn't lack of bad. It was historic greatness in one game.
And I'm saying a lack of bad could be enough against that team in your matchup. That's probably why it's at -3 the way it is. It hasn't moved, right? In the last hour and a half that we've been talking about it.
I was talking with Joe before the show. And he said that's not going to move off of 3.
Because
if you get that hook, then the Dolphins are going to get pounded.
Yeah, there's no way. There's absolutely no way.
And what's the rule if you're... What's the rule about the 3-point favorite at home?
Joe's always told me you get 3 for being the home.
Okay, that's...
In the NFL, anyway. I think it's different in college. But
yeah, so essentially, if it was neutral field, the Bears would be favored by 6.
Okay. That's illustrative to me. That tells me something.
Feels right.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? What about this Bears defense got worse over the bye week? That's the question I have to ask. If your confidence level in the offense is, and rightfully so,
they lost Sam Acho.
Still skeptical. Okay, you lost Sam Acho.
And they replaced him with a 6'7" bad offensive lineman.
Brian Witzman, who was together with Matt Nagy in Kansas City, which means we could talk to Danny Parkins all about Brian Witzman when we go through transition.
He will have Brian Witzman stories.
I'm sure he will. What if it's like Eric Kratz stories?
I think Eric Kratz is on again today.
Really?
I stole a peek at
had himself a couple of good knocks.
Yeah, he did.
Drove in runs.
Yeah, but not,
38.
Yeah, he's a really good guest, too.
Yeah.
Another reason to like the Brewers, I just wish that Ryan Braun weren't on the team. If you excised Ryan Braun from the team, I would actively root for Milwaukee now.
I'll even tell you this. It's really easy to forget he's on the team. And I mean that both from a jaggery standpoint and a production standpoint. I know he's had some hits. Don't get me wrong. But it's pretty easy to forget he's even there.
And some texters want to know, were your whispered woes every time I mentioned Blossom a reference to the Blossom theme song?
No, it's...
What is that from?
Whoa. It's Joey. No? All right. We'll just move on.
I don't. What is the Blossom reference?
The character on, we used to make that noise.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah, Joey Lawrence.
Oh.
That was his whole deal.
I've never seen it. I thought it was maybe something in the theme song.
Though. No, it's not. That was always a show that I caught the last 5 minutes of because the show I wanted to watch was on next.
Oh, you're missing out, man.
Yeah, everybody says it was pretty decent.
Did you see who was in this building? Was that yesterday or last week? Because I know it was the day I was out.
It was the day of the verdict. That was Friday. Tiffany Amber Thiessen was here, and I ran out of the building and missed it.
Any luck? Nothing? Didn't see her?
It's Kelly Kapowski.
I don't know what I would have said.
Nothing.
I think I would have stood there and been creepy.
It'd be like going to the Louvre, though. You just need to be there.
Lydia Lovelace? Is that the same kind of move?
Yeah.
No. I guess so. I can't argue with you.
But you and she are pals now, right? Like that's
That might be stretching it, but it's not as awkward as it used to be.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that was one of the more awkward on-air conversations I've ever been present
neither
for.
Neither of us wanted it to happen. That's part of it.
What happened?
And that's what we're here for.
It was Jay's birthday, and Jay is a huge fan of indie rocker Lydia Lovelace.
Okay, yeah, I know what
tune. So a month before my birthday, I was standing next to her at the Hideout and didn't have the nerve to say anything.
Wow, could you?
Because I didn't want to bother her.
It's not your fault.
She's out with friends. I don't need to. Hey, you're good.
I really like your music.
You're good at guitar. Right. So I think I did the right thing by not bothering this person.
You did.
So Parkins booked her for my birthday, and we had a very awkward interview on the air. But from there, I've gotten to see her show, go backstage with her. She's gotten to go to a Cubs game. It's worked out very well.
Oh, well, there you go. It's budding friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Jay. Good job, Parkins.
Thanks, Park.
Making it happen.
Wonder who's next on Jay's list. Can we get, like, Nico Case?
That would be cool.
Somebody?
Another megastar. Nico Case is awesome.
She is awesome.
My wife would leave me for her.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got a contact. I know one of her backup singers.
I know Kelly too.
Yeah, you know Kelly.
You're not
too.
A big deal.
Well, that should be our next awkward interview for Jay on the show. Jay, book yourself a guest.
Will do.
Got it.
Paul Charchian next.
Who also your wife would leave you for. Oddly enough.
It's a weird relationship.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats host Nebraska this Saturday at 11 a.m. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. When we come back, they're in their show meeting. They are talking about things. They've got content for you coming up. They are the McNeil and Parkins Show next on The Score.
Let's talk about the first place Bears.
Trubisky finds Cohen at the 2 into the end zone. Touchdown!
Talking first place Bears football on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet press. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens and Duane Reade have specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith. I kept thinking a lot about Charles Tillman and his argument to be in the Hall of Fame.
So when you're the best at something that changes football games, you should be recognized that way. Again, Charles Tillman did something that no one, as well as anybody that's played the game. So you have to, he has to come into the conversation for that reason. I'm going to say the same thing about Devin Hester. When you're the best, there's a punt returner in the game of football. And when you're the best to ever play the game at that position, naturally you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Boy, that Bears thing.
More than the actual skills that Mitch put on display, right? The throws that got made, some of the touch he displayed, his decisions on when to run. I mean, because you notice, Dan, his eyes were clear, his feet weren't all over the place, and when he did go run, he was dangerous. Yeah. So many times in the last three games, when he ran, it seemed unfulfilling, right? Even if he is picking up first downs, all you're thinking because of the rest of the game he played and because whatever he played after that, it was a bailout.